And Kathy Dawes now shifting gears just a little bit. And we do have Parkinson's program leader Michelle Hobb with Meadowlark, and Virginia Bennett is with us now, too. And appreciate both of you being here today. And Michelle, it's Parkinson's Awareness Month. I always enjoy this opportunity to learn more about Parkinson's and what some of the work that's going on, and hearing from some of your folks. And just kind of remind us, you know, what this month is all about and what we're trying to focus on.
Absolutely. And thanks, Kathy, for having us on today. Parkinson's Awareness Month is really geared towards making people understand how complicated Parkinson's can be. People think that not very many individuals are affected by Parkinson's, but in reality, over 1 million Americans are diagnosed with Parkinson's. And that number is continuing to grow rapidly every year. So not only because our population is living longer, but because people are getting diagnosed better. So because of awareness and events like being able to talk today, people are understanding that maybe, you know, maybe this is what I have, or maybe this is what my parent has. So it's really important to understand the symptoms of Parkinson's. The main symptom is what is the slowness, or the bradykinesia. Another symptom that people have is the tremor, but oftentimes people think that that is the primary diagnosis, that if you don't have a tremor, then you don't have Parkinson's. But in reality, that's not true. We have lots of individuals with Parkinson's that don't tremor. Another thing is rigidity, and that rigidity can cause the stooped posture. So you often think of a person with Parkinson's as walking slow, having shuffling gait, and that stooped posture.
And I know Virginia's here today, and we really appreciate you coming by and kind of to share your story and just anything you're wanting to add during this very special month.
Well, I think it's important that people know that, that when people get a diagnosis of Parkinson's, that they should know that they have the same life expectancy as people without Parkinson's. And the goal of the Parkinson's program at Meadowlark is allowing us to live all those years with the best quality of life that's possible. So I've been diagnosed for 7 years now, and I can still do almost everything that everybody else does. Sometimes it's a little harder or a little more work, but strategies and techniques that I've learned through the program and exercise that I do through the program to keep myself mobile means that I have a good quality of life, even though I've had the disease for 7 years.
And Michelle, I know that you have all kinds of fun things that you do. I remember the boxing, different things. I mean, you really have a variety of things that you do with the folks.
Yes, we do. And everything we do is free of charge. So as Virginia said, this isn't a terminal disease. People are going to live many, many years with this. So we want them to live it to the best of their ability. And we don't want financial restrictions to interfere with that. So we have 2 times a week exercise classes. We have a voice class 1 time a week. We have the boxing class, which is 3 times a week, and that has been off the charts successful and fun. It's one of my favorite things to do. We also have education opportunities, so we have a monthly education group meeting. We have care partner support group, and then we also have our young onset Parkinson's group, which also meets once a month, and that's geared towards those individuals who are diagnosed typically around 55 or younger. But even if they're older than that, then they can still participate if they find that that group is beneficial. So sometimes we have individuals who are in their early 60s, but they're still working or they're still raising a family. So their situation is very similar to those in our young onset, and they find a lot of abilities to learn from each other by joining that group.
Virginia, maybe some of the things that you've gotten out of the program or specific things that you really enjoy about it.
Well, I'm a big proponent of the boxing program. It's designed specifically to address issues that people with Parkinson's have, issues of balance and issues of being able to walk backwards or think on your feet. And it's a non-contact. I say boxing and people think, they look for bruises. And it's a non-contact class. And it's lovely to be able to take out frustrations on the heavy bag. It's just one of those wonderful things, and I want to stress that Meadowlark has been wonderful supporting the program, but you don't have to live at Meadowlark to take part in the program. I still live at home, and I can take part in everything. And it's a wonderful program. I really encourage you to support it.
Michelle, I'm guessing that they continue to make advances, too, on ways to deal with Parkinson's. And I know you've been coming on a number of years, and I'm guessing you learn new things every year. But just – and I don't think – not that there ever was – I don't know if stigma is the right word. I think we're starting to accept. A lot of people do have to deal with Parkinson's, and it's more accepted maybe by the general community.
Right. And I think, again, that's part of what's so special about April being Parkinson's Awareness Month is it really helps us to let people see people, individuals like Virginia and Dawn, who are out there every day fighting to fight this stinking disease and to show people that, you know what, it really sucks. And yeah, I can't get my voice to work like I used to, or I might drool a little bit, but by golly, I am out there and I'm boxing and I'm canoeing with my daughter and, you know, I'm out there fighting this. And I think that that's very powerful for others to see. And hopefully people are coming out of their shells a little bit more to engage because it doesn't look as terrible as what you often think when you first hear those words.
And it can hit all ages. I think sometimes we make the misconception that it's older people getting it. It's not true at all.
No. In fact, our young onset group, you know, the youngest we have is 42 right now. So, you know, our age span of individuals that we are supporting range from 42 to 92. So it's not picky on who it chooses to try to work against.
And Virginia, I don't know when you first started noticing that you had signs, and I guess perhaps you'd want to encourage people out there not to be in denial. I mean, I'm sure there's always that tendency that you try to think, oh, it must be this. But
I was already seeing a physician for something else, so I was probably diagnosed a lot earlier than a lot of people with Parkinson's are. It came totally out of the blue for me. And I will be honest, when I was diagnosed, I went out to the car and cried. And spent a couple months in denial before I joined the program and said, okay, time to figure out how to live with this. And the idea is not figuring out how to keep from dying, but the idea is to figure out how to live.
Right. And Michelle, I know you've worked with a lot of people. It's interesting to watch you also through the years because I know you get attached to the folks that you work with too. It's definitely a passion of yours.
Yes, they're all family. Okay, guys, stop.
I shouldn't have gone there. Okay, well, let's talk about Pig Out for Parkinson's. That'll get us on another subject. And I know you have that event too. It's a wonderful event.
Yes, absolutely. We're so excited to partner with Cox Brothers Barbecue again this year. This is our seventh year. But this year is going to be the best. I know I say that every year, but you know, when you're working with great people, they help you just keep setting that bar higher. So Coach Bill Snyder is going to be there on April the 27th during the lunch at time to sign autographs and take pictures with people again. We're so grateful for his continued support. And then in the evening, we have our first ever beer, boxing, and barbecue. So we just had to really take it up a notch. Everyone is loving this boxing program so much, and we really want to share with the whole community how fabulous this is. So from 6 to 9 p.m., we're having kind of a party atmosphere outside of Cox Brothers, and we'll have Brighton Stoll, a country singer who opened for Clint Black, and he'll be performing from 6 to 9. We'll have a rock steady boxing demonstration at 7 o'clock. And then we'll have a hog roast buffet throughout the evening and a beer garden. And we'll also have some of our vendors who provide services and supports for individuals with Parkinson's there to just give people a better opportunity to learn more.
I see our sister station, B104, and I actually attended last year, and it was a wonderful event. I should have gone in the evening. That's where we went midday. My whole family went, and what a wonderful event. And Virginia, I know it kind of helps get that awareness out and lets people know all about some of the different things you're trying to do.
And it's important for people to know that there are options, and they don't have to be alone and try to figure this all out themselves. But I want to mention the Jordy Nelson jersey.
Oh, go for it.
Yes.
Sure.
So Jordy Nelson very graciously donated to the program a signed Pro Bowl jersey that the program is raffling off to raise money so that we can continue to have all of these wonderful programs. And I think Michelle has all the details about how to get the tickets.
Oh, for sure. Everyone wants to know about that.
Yes, so you can actually go to the metalark.org site, and you can purchase your raffle tickets right there. It's $1 for one ticket or 6 tickets for $5. And then you can also purchase those at Cox Brothers or at Metalark Hills. So we are so grateful to Jordy Nelson for donating that to us. And then a special bonus, which people don't know, is that one of our individuals with Parkinson's is actually making an amazing display case. So not only is it a Jordy Nelson autographed jersey, but we also will have it in a display case that you'll be able to see the whole thing 360. So it's pretty special.
Well, I know we could talk all day, but I don't know if there's anything else you're wanting to emphasize or I forgot to ask you about in relation to Parkinson's Awareness Month. We'll start with Michelle and we'll have Virginia say a few words too here.
Yes, I think the most important thing is just to, you know, reach out to your physician. If you're having changes in the way that you're walking, if your gait pattern seems different or you're feeling stiff or achy or you're in a lot of pain, voice changes is often a really common earlier symptom for some of the people. Depression and apathy, those are a lot of the key symptoms that individuals will have. So talk with your physician, but then if they have any questions, always reach out to that neurologist and a motor movement specialist. It's so important for people with Parkinson's to work with a motor movement specialist because it's not an easy disease to manage, and we really need that specialist on board.
Well, Virginia, you're truly an inspiration. I sense a lot of energy and just anything else you're wanting to share with our folks today.
I just want to say, if you think you have Parkinson's and you are afraid, you are not alone, and that the program is there for you. And if you have a loved one with Parkinson's, whether they live in town or not, you are welcome to come to the education meetings and learn about the disease and learn how you can help your loved one. And so we're here for everybody.
Well, thanks to both of you for stopping by. It's always a pleasure. Michelle Hobb, Parkinson's Program Leader with Meadowlark, and also Virginia Bennett with us today. And we'll take a break. When we come back, Kent Foss